It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Stavin's Den.
All right, let's just get into fucking stories. I've had enough with the technical issues tonight.
There you go.
I don't know why your computer doesn't understand the fucking why it's not getting a hotspot. But what I was saying was, if you create a brand new hotspot, it'll ask you to create a new name for the hotspot and a new password, and then you could do it. That's what I was saying.
I don't know how to create a new hotspot.
Well, how'd you create the old hotspots?
No, I just said to my phone, "Be a hotspot," and it said, "Okay, we're on."
It
and my computer says
it didn't. It didn't ask you to name the hotspot.
No.
Okay, I don't know. All right, let's talk about some racism in Minnesota. Let's do that. The city council of a small Minnesota town voted Wednesday to allow a white supremacist congregation to take over an abandoned Lutheran church, according to a report. Members of the Murdoch City Council voted via Zoom with their cameras turned off to keep the controversial voice vote anonymous. Only one of the council's five members...
Did Tip vote?
No, I did not. Smart ass.
By the way, if you want to hear Pip... better. You're probably better off going to Davin Comedy right now, because I don't know how this is sounding on Zoom. But, you know, the computer's next to the microphone, so maybe it's picking up. But if not, Davin Comedy will have loud and clear all three of us until the broadcaster doesn't want to work anymore. But, you know, hey, that's another issue. Only one of the council's five members could be heard voting no, the Star Tribune reported. The white supremacist group called the... Asatru Folk Assembly practices aversion paganism that it calls a pre-Christian European spirituality, according to its website. Talk about some mumbo-jumbo horseshit. We in Asatru support strong, healthy, white family relationships, the group's statement of ethics reads. Council members told the outlet before the meeting that they stood against the group's message, but that they feared voting against the measure would open the town to religious freedom lawsuit. We, as leaders of the city of Murdoch, want people to know that we condemn racism in all forms, except in our churches, Mayor Craig Kavanaugh said. Wednesday's vote sparked renewed outrage in the community. Several community leaders had recently formed the Murdoch Area Alliance Against Hate, or MA, group that has already held several protests and organized a community education drive against the AFA. If the AFA approaches people and tries to do any recruiting, people are prepared and are aware of what kind of group they are, co-founder Victoria Guillemard said. I put the poll question out there. Should the council have voted to allow this congregation in? And it was unanimous. 100% said no. You can't let the white supremacist group go into a church. Why they have to be in a church instead of some basement at the fucking Y, I don't know anyway. But you can't let them go into church in town. Oh, but well, they'll sue us for freedom of religion. Let them. How much money do you think these motherfuckers have? You think they got all this money to sue? And you know what? You want to be the town that fought racism, because then you'll get all these other charities and causes that'll help you raise money to fight the lawsuit. And let the courts answer if this is freedom of religion or not. You don't be so fucking cowardly chicken shit. Tell me how I'm wrong. I dare you.
Well, one of the reasons is that the religion that they have, it's listed as a white supremacist religion.
Easy for you to say.
It basically is an old Nordic religion. And the old Nordic religion, it was white supremacist, but not in a racist sense, but of the old Nordic traditions. So it really is, they're saying that the racist religion, but not so much. It's an old Nordic religion.
It's a bunch of horse shit. There's not a little bit of racist. Either you're racist or you're not racist. It's like pregnant. It's like, well, it's
I
like...
I think it's the media labeling them racist.
No, it was in their ethics.
It's an old white religion, but it's a Nordic religion.
So? Have you ever...
No, they said... white people are welcome to worship here. I think that spells it out.
Yeah, as an old Nordic religion.
Oh, you know what? Listen, what the fuck is a religion? First of all, your religion is another person's cult. It's all horseshit if you ask me. But, I mean, we try to protect Islam and Judaism and Christianity and Buddhism and Hindu. At some point, you gotta go, that's some wacky shit, you can't do that. Like, in certain towns, they won't let you kill a fucking chicken. But it's part of my ritual, we have to kill the chicken. Well, you can't fucking kill it in our town. But it's my religion. It's an old fucking religion from Africa or from Spain or wherever. We don't give a shit. You're not killing the chicken in your fucking house in our town. And by the way, you're not having a grill in your backyard because the HOA says so. They're fucking rules.
We like to sacrifice virgins in the religion I belong to.
Yeah, but in your religion, there are really no virgins because you're all a bunch of whores.
we can't find any.
Your virginity's in the Old Testament.
Yeah. she got fucked by a giant. That's why she walks funny. Listen.
Just because we can't find any virgins doesn't mean we don't want to.
Listen, I could make up any mumbo jumbo and get eight morons to fucking believe it and call it a fucking religion.
This show.
Sure. Sure.
All hail Davin.
Now you get it. But listen, I'm glad it's finally fucking taking. It only took 10 years. Anyway, You can create anything. Go, it's a fucking religion. No, so what? So what? The KKK. It's a the what was it? The Knights of whatever of fucking morons and something or other. They think they're a Christian religion. No, they're fucking racist. The Westboro Baptist Church. They think they're not a church. They're racist. We don't want you here. We don't want you in our town because you're a racist. Oh, but I'm gonna sue. Have at it. I want my town to be the town that said no to racism. Because besides being right, you know what it's also good for? Fucking business. People want to do business in the town that said no to the white supremacist group. People don't want to do business in the town that go, nah, we can't be bothered. This is going to be a headache.
But basically what it is, it's a pre-Christian European spirituality. Okay, it's a pagan religion. So do they have a problem with it being a pagan religion? Or are they based on the beliefs of this pagan religion, are they calling it racist?
No, it's in their ethics.
They said that whitey only.
Yes,
that's
it's in the group's ethics. What they said in ethics is white families. They're not making this shit up. They're not going, we don't like you because you're pre-Christian. They go, no, we don't like you because you're for whites only. I understand it's Minnesota, and that's mostly what you're going to find. Still, they don't want it. The people don't want it. Who do you think you're going to get fucking reelected in that town? How many people are going to be like, you know what? We should vote again for the people that allowed the racists to take over the church. Who the fuck is going to vote for those more? And they know they're wrong because they want to do it anonymously. They don't want the cameras on. They know they're fucking wrong. They're a bunch of cowardly pussies.
Well, it's really pretty chicken shit to turn off the camera when you're doing a vote, when you do that for nothing else, because they're afraid to, trumpet the horn and bring on the racists into town. Well, you know what? By allowing this, you are doing that anyway. What the hell? They can't just say, you know what? We're scared, so we're going to let them come and take over a tax-exempt church. So that we don't get any kind of backlash from the racists.
Joe, they're not even doing it on the principle that I think you're trying to defend, of that it's a religion. They're not even doing it on that. They're going, we don't want to get sued. That's why they fucking voted no. We don't want to get sued is not a good reason to let the racists into fucking town. I'm sorry. If that's your objection, you don't want to get sued, ye fucking take your chances. It's really pretty obvious.
Yeah, it's pretty sad.
Listen, if you had these council members that were going to make the argument that I think Joe's trying to make, well, this is a religion, and we have to honor the religion, and we really believe this, all right, I can certainly disagree with you then, but at least I could say, well, this is your fucking quote-unquote principle. Their principle is, listen, Rudy Giuliani seems busy, we won't have anybody to help us in fucking court.
I don't see in the story where they were afraid, saying they were afraid to get sued.
It was. I read it. Where the fuck is it? God damn it.
Yeah, that was in the article that they were afraid that the town would be sued. And, you know, they're saying that, you know, the town doesn't have the resources for some big lawsuit. But the thing is that also the town doesn't want to have
here it is.
To
here it
deal
is.
With...
Here it is. Council members told the outlet before the meeting that they stood against the group's message, but that they feared voting against the measure would open the town to a religious freedom lawsuit.
Oh, okay. All right. I didn't know if you meant the group would get sued. I didn't know
no.
the town would get
sued. No, the spineless council is trying to have it both ways, and I'm not going to allow that. They're like, well, we don't really like them, but we don't want to get involved in a messy lawsuit. No, there's some things that are worth fucking fighting for. I would say.
But my thing on this is the basis on the fact it's an old Nordic religion, and basically they're saying healthy white family religions. Nordics. Well, white. It was their heritage. It was part of this religion.
Yeah, but Joe, you could. They wouldn't have had any issues if they just would have left white out of it. If they left that out, their board of ethics, they'd probably go, all right, they would have coasted right through. And then once they were accepted, then if you find out they're doing racist stuff, then maybe you have an issue. They wanted to make it a point to let everybody know. So they're thinking that this is what white supremacy is, that whites are better than all others. You can't allow that in your town, let alone taking over a church.
Yeah, no. This is just no. I'm not. I was just saying that, and I think Joe went away to get some water. But
yeah,
I'm back. Okay, it's like yeah, they happen to be Nordic white folk, perhaps that started this religion. But the religion itself, there nobody's stating that the religion says only white people can worship this way. But these people that are petitioning to be in this church are saying. Only white folks are going to be allowed in the building. No, that doesn't fly. I don't care what your goddamn religion is. Imagine if it said, in this day and age, only black folks are allowed in this building. What?
Again, it's real fucking simple. If you really don't want racists in your town and you're afraid of a lawsuit, let the court sort it out. And then if the court sides with them, all right, so be it. You tried. You're the town that tried to keep the racists out of the church. You have nothing to lose. People will rally around the town that wants to keep the people out of the church. They will keep the racist group out of the church. Everybody will find out about this story, and they will rally against this group. That's what will happen. But now, people are going to rally against you because you look like a bunch of pussies.
Yeah. No, you know what? It's like, racists have come up under the, out from under their crawl spaces recently. And, it's surging. We're seeing a lot of people that now feel empowered to come out and say, I'm only for white people. But you, as a town council, you can't allow that to become a matter of law.
So I guess if you're a racist group, and you want to put it under the guise of some ancient fucking religion, this town in Minnesota is the place to go.
Well, if you're saying it's some racist group that just, and that are trying to get away with it based on an old pagan religion, that's one thing. But if it's an old pagan religion that they want to have their own place to congregate.
Well, Joe, how long have we been doing this? What, like a fucking decade? Have we ever heard of anything like this before? No. This seems like somebody just wants to be a bunch of racist douches. That's what it seems like.
I disagree. Based on the old, this old religion.
Why do you think that they're really part of this religion instead of some fucking group of racists?
Because basically they've been established for years, and it's part of this religion. I looked into this.
So why do they need to take over? Why do they need to take over a church? Why can't they fucking meet in homes or buy a space? Why do they have to take over a church?
because they want a place to congregate, and this is a religion.
There's plenty of but it's not. It's not a religion. What was it? We don't consider the Westboro Baptist Church a fucking religion. We consider them a bunch of fucking wingnut losers. But they got church in there. They got Baptist in there. At some point, you go, nah, this is a bunch of bullshit. I don't care what fancy words you want to put in there. You're fucking Looney Tunes, and you're preaching hate, and we don't want you here.
I think based on the right of free religion, I think that you don't have due to the luxury of having freedom of religion, you don't have the luxury of picking and choosing what you feel is a religion and what you
well, like I said, religion. Like I said, then the answer is real simple. Let the courts sort it out. Let it be on the court's hands. If the courts decide, you know what? You got to let him in. All right, you tried. So be it. At least you're not the town that welcomed in the racists. You fought the good fight. You have nothing to lose by fighting the good fight. No, they wanted this. The abandoned church is probably a fucking eyesore or something, or maybe they're fucking racist too. I don't know what the excuse is, but it's I have now. There could be people rallying for around this church, but you're not really seeing a groundswell of it. Most people, when asked the question, "Do you want the racist church or not?" they're going to go, "Now, I'll pass. Thank you."
Well, that's the thing. Saying it's a racist church. If you say, "Well, do you want this church that's based on an old pagan religion?" Do you want? That's the way it should be phrased.
No. Well, I know. Well, no. If it's only for a certain race of people, then no. Then it's racist. Listen. It could be an all black church, and if they said, you know, a black family, I'd say the same thing. Fuck you. I want to sing and dance and have a good time in church. Don't let me in. But their thing is like nobody but whitey. Fuck you.
I want to sing and dance.
Sure, Jew church isn't fun. Jew church. There's a
If every time scripture is said, why can't I come in?
Sure, Jew church isn't like that. It's a bunch of Hebrew, and you're fucking standing, and you're doing this. You're fucking going back and forth. Like some guy is going to bang you in the ass from behind. You just rock him.
Oh, believe me, what do you think? The Catholic church is different?
No!
The boring hour you could ever spend.
Yeah. No, that's why I said the black church. They're singing, they're dancing, they're swaying.
Oh, I know. Believe me, I've got like 3 Baptist churches in my area. I'm thinking of dropping in.
Sure! That's what I'm saying. But they'll welcome Whitey in. A pagan Nordic religion. Go fuck yourself. Go fuck a chicken. But don't you can't because the chicken didn't give you permission because it's an animal. So again, go fuck yourself. Okay, we'll move on. All right.
Be interesting what the court if it does go in front of the court. What the court will rule.
Well, that would have been interesting, but it's not going to because, like I said, the council acquiesced. That would have been interesting. Let the court weigh in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Rudy's got some time. All right, all right, so the audio on this is not great, but we're going to try it anyway. But the story is in Indonesia, if you don't wear a mask, you might have to dig a grave. That's the gist of the story, but I will play it. Like I said, the audio is not fantastic. All right, so it's like I said, in Indonesia they're trying to do these social measures where you can either pay like a fine, which is like the equivalent of like $10, or you can dig a mask. One guy had to sit in a coffin It's basically they want to shame people for not wearing a mask. They're trying to crack down on it. That's the joke. You know, it's a really interesting idea. I kind of like it. You could never do it here. I mean, could you imagine if you made Jethro fucking dig a grave? Can you imagine? No, I mean, you could. But in a different culture, yeah, man, I kind of dig it. Listen, the job's got to get done somehow. You can either pay the fine. You can wear the mask. You can pay the fine, or you can dig the grave. I like it. I'm in favor of it. More of it. Thank you.
I kind of like it, too, actually. It's kind of like, oh, you don't think we're serious? Ah, okay. Well, people actually are dying, and you are going to dig their graves. How do you like them apples? Oh, you could have worn a piece of cloth across your face? Oh. Is that all?
What do you think, Joe?
I like what they call it social punishment.
Sure.
Social punishment.
Well, I mean, listen, they're not caning you. They're making you fucking be useful. Like I said, you have the choice. You can pay the fine. If you don't want to pay the fine, well, we got a job for you.
Well, you know, it is interesting that you see those videos of people in supermarkets and, you know, airports making, I'm not going to wear a mask. I'm not going to wear a mask. You can't make me wear a mask. You know, if it was here, then they'd be, you know, burying a body or something like that. And maybe you'll get the point now, you know. So, yeah, I think it's interesting.
I wish they would do it here. I wish they would do it. We wouldn't, but it's like, listen, because you're endangering other... basically, you know what it is? It's an asshole tax. That's what it is.
Yeah.
You're an asshole, and now we're going to tax you with fucking physical labor. That's what we're going to do. It's an asshole tax, and I'm in favor of it.
I love that.
What, an asshole tax?
Yes.
All right, that's what it is. Listen, it's not going to alter your life. You know, you're not going to be harmed for a long period of time. Well, we just got a job for you to do. These graves aren't going to dig themselves, and the people who are going in them, they're way too sick right now. So as part of the asshole tax, get the digging, stupid. Yeah, use that shovel over there. It's a little rusty. Yeah, well, the last guy who did it cried a little bit. What do you want me to tell you? Dig!
I like the mock coffin. Get in there and think about what you did.
I love that!
Yes!
A time out! An adult time out! It's fucking great!
And then people gather around you and take pictures. It's like the worst Instagram moment you'll ever have.
You know,
it's like being in the stocks in the middle of the courtyard.
That's what it's like.
Exactly, yes.
I'm all for it. You know what? Fuck it. Bring that shit here. Bring that shit here. America needs an asshole tax.
Yes, absolutely. I think that this could spin out for a lot of different things. Asshole tax it is.
Well, who's going to judge? The law, the court, the government, the police.
The people holding the pitchforks.
Yeah. Stop being an asshole. Wear the mask or dig. That's fine. You know what? You could clean military things. You could jerk off doctors and nurses that have been working on. We got a whole assortment of shit you can do.
You can jerk off.
Sure, they need a stress release. They're working hard. They're risking their lives. You know, we have a potpourri of choices for you, the asshole, in the asshole tax. No, you don't want to pay the fine with money, and you can't wear a mask because we're taking your freedom. Well, you want to be released, but first you need to release John. He's been dealing with COVID patients for 5 hours. He needs a release too, stupid. Get to jerking.
You know what? If you just see the doctor getting jerked off going, I had to go to med school. I'm $300,000 in debt. I'm facing COVID. But you know what? Getting jerked off under my gown makes it all worth it.
Sure. Sure. Listen, if we can't take care of our first responders, who can we take care of? It's a perfect... It works.
I think it's a perfect solution. Everybody's happy.
I need to get President-elect Biden on speed dial. Maybe I'll text him. He hasn't texted me in a while. I haven't gotten a "Hey you" text in a while from them. Although I did get like a guilty one from the DNC. Your contributions this year have been zero. Go fuck yourself. But maybe maybe what I'll do is I'll send Joe a text that I feel like this should be part of the platform going forward. The asshole tax.
I love it.
Well, I don't want you to raise taxes. It's not going to cost you a dime.
Hold my beer.
think about how much that would keep you in line. All right, listen. You can wear the mask, or you can go down. You can go down on Bertha, the 68-year nurse who's been sweating and on her feet for 8 hours trying to keep COVID patients alive. Them your choices. You munch a little rug on Bertha, or you wear a mask. What's it gonna be?
Get in there and mop the brows of all the first responders. Oh, you don't like that, huh?
It's called the Master Munch Incentive.
Yes, the Master Munch. And you know what? You either do an hour or she comes. Those are the you're either doing an hour or she comes. That's it. You I don't want to see your I don't want to see the top of your nose unless an hour's up or she's climaxed. That's what it is. And she ain't gonna fake it because she don't want to go back.
I want to look down at you and Bertha, and I want you to look like a Saint Bernard in a water dish. All right.
And you know what, Joe? And isn't there a sense of accomplishment that you're doing something for your country? And we're all patriots then with an asshole tax.
I'm still picturing that St. Bernard.
Sure. You know what? Some people might want to go down on Bertha, and they're not going to fucking wear a mask at all. All right, that's fine. Bertha's getting hers. You're getting yours. We are creating a utopian society with the asshole tax.
I think you
You would notice the results if you talk around the ER desk. Hey, you notice there's a spring in Bertha's pep lately?
Sure. Yeah. Well, we had a round. We got some of the asshole tax people. They wouldn't wear a mask, so they wore her on their face.
Ah. Now that's some community service I can get behind.
It is. You can get behind. Depends what Bertha wants, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
But it is community service. I said it couldn't be done in this country. It should be done in this country. And I got a feel if Donald Trump was behind it, it would have been done by this country. Somebody should have brought this to Trump's attention. Can you imagine that? We don't want new taxes. You're going to like this tax.
But wait, hold on a second, though. We are onto something, though, because they do sentence people to community service. Community service, digging graves, eating somebody out.
Yeah. Well, no,
yeah.
I don't think that would be community service. I think that would be community servicing, to be technically correct.
Community servicing.
Yes. But, yeah, all right. So we the three of us on this show are firmly behind, or in front of, whatever you want, the asshole tax. We support.
And the name, the Master Munch Incentive.
Well, that's only one of the punishments, Joe. That's not all of them.
Platform on this?
Well, we have a better platform than the Republican Party did this year. We're way ahead. Donald Trump should have put this on the platform. I would have voted for it.
Mask or munch certainly beats clicket or ticket, I'll tell you.
No, it would be clitted or ticket, to be correct. Again.
That's very nice. Lick it or ticket.
Lick it or ticket. There you go. That's the winner. Lick it or ticket. Jerking or get to working. You know, there's all sorts of options here.
That's crazy. I am just picturing getting into the supermarket and going, lick it or ticket. Wait, what?
Just fucking yell at people who aren't wearing it. Lick it or ticket, motherfucker. Let's go. I'm going to call the police. Is it 911? No, it's 699, but they know what to do.
I'm already doing it.
If you wanted to stop and shop in Quorum, nobody would notice.
Seriously. Everybody's so nuts now. You go to the supermarket, you can act like anything, and it all just rolls off the backs like water off a duck.
I do think the next time I see somebody unmasked, because I usually don't say anything because I'm a pussy, I do think I will scream, lick it or ticket, and walk away. I think I will do that. Because they're going to be bewildered, but they know I saw them. So that...
Yes. They will be frightened. They won't even know why.
I mean, fortunately, I did see somebody a couple of weeks ago, but he was like an old lost guy in Price Chopper, like going up to the pharmacy. So, like, they made him walk around putting his shirt over his face and everything. But I didn't say anything to him because I don't know what he had. But I'll tell you what, if I see somebody in Walmart, I'm going to scream at them, lick it or ticket, and I will report back to you how embarrassed my wife was, because I think it's a win for everybody.
Oh, my God. You have to videotape her face. I need to see that.
Lick it or ticket, bitch!
Oh, my God.
Mask or munch, motherfucker!
I would love the video of you tumbling down your stairs after you say that.
No, no. Well, there's no stairs in Walmart. It's not a duplex.
She'll be throwing you in front of a car.
Oh, listen. She'll be out fucking shoveling. That's what she'll be doing. All right. So we are all behind the asshole tax. Let's move on. So this is about a terrorist. A former Osama bin Laden henchman convicted in two deadly 1998 bombings is free and living in the UK this week after being released early thanks to a Manhattan federal judge who agreed the terrorist was way too obese to survive the coronavirus behind bars. Adel Abdel Bari, 60, had spent 21 years in a New Jersey prison for his role in the 1998 Al-Qaeda bombings of two U.S. embassies in Africa that killed 224 people, including 12 Americans. Quote, defendant's obesity and somewhat advanced age make COVID-19 significantly more risky to him than to the average person, U.S. District Judge Lewis A. Kaplan wrote in granting the release. Bari had been set to be freed on October 28th, but his attorneys asked that he be let out sooner, citing the client's age, girth, and asthma. Mr. Barry's continued incarceration now significantly increases his risk of infection, which could wreak disastrous health outcomes. Yeah, terrorists could die, his lawyer wrote in court documents. While prosecutors didn't agree that Barry's age made him more at risk to catch COVID, they did concede his body mass index of 36 did. The defendant's obesity is an extraordinary and compelling reason that could justify a reduction of his sentence in light of the current pandemic, they wrote. The 230-pound terrorist was, what is he, 4'2"? The 230-pound terrorist was freed from prison October 9th and from an immigration and customs enforcement facility on Wednesday when he was handed over to UK officials. And they said, oh, you shouldn't have, just in time for the holiday season. A fat terrorist. Oh, thank you. Barry. Joe, would you like a fat terrorist underneath the tree this holiday season?
And you thought Elf on the Shelf was bad.
Oh, Christ. Yeah, really.
Fatty underneath the tree is what you get. Deck the halls with ring-dings and Twinkies. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Oh, my God. It's just so ridiculous that 230 regardless of his BMI, 230?
Pip's like, I haven't seen 230 since 1999, motherfucker. How dare you?
Yeah, but here's my question. The guy's been in jail for 21 years. How could you be obese?
We'll get there. It's a valid. Let me get through the story. There are many things to discuss, and that is one of them. You are absolutely correct.
Yeah.
But first, let's finish. Barry, whose son, British rapper Abdel Mahed Abdel Bari, by the way, worst rap name ever.
Yes.
Seriously? Abdel Mahed Abdel Bari? Yuck. MC Hummus was taken?
Streets of Baghdad, you know, who knows?
Nobody's in the UK.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, that stinks.
we can't get Grandmaster Falafel? I mean, Jesus Christ.
Ooh, falafel.
Anyway, so the British, yeah, it's tasty and delicious. Abdel Mahed Abdel Bari is an Islamist militant, was reunited with his wife, Raga, who lives in a 1 million-plus apartment in London, Britain's Sun newspaper reported. His return to the UK couldn't be blocked because he was granted asylum there in 1997 before being arrested in 1999 and extradited to the US to stand trial in 2012. We didn't know. He had been sentenced to 25 years. You can't take back asylum? Is that like an Obaxis thing? I didn't know.
I didn't know that either. I was really surprised. I'm like, yeah, so? That was before he decided to blow something up.
Yeah, in lieu of new evidence that's been brought to the court's attention, you don't get asylum no more, you fucking terrorist. Anyway.
Really?
Jesus Christ. It's like a get-out-of-jail-free. Well, I haven't blown up shit yet, but I might in the future.
No, the get out of jail free was eating himself to fucking death. That was the get out of jail free.
He had been sentenced to 25 years in prison in 2015, but received credit for the years he spent behind bars in Britain while fighting extradition. Officials couldn't send him back to his native Egypt after his release because he'd be at risk of death or torture. The summer report. Aww. Oh, you know what we need to do more of, Joe, and I think you'll agree with this. We need to coddle our terrorists more. We are too harsh on our terrorists. We need to coddle the terrorists. It's my platform along with Maskey and Munch, where we coddle our terrorists. That's what we do.
That's the funny thing with even with the risk of death or torture. Like, I'd have Egypt Air on the phone in no time. Yeah.
Listen, he's going to be arriving. He's at that corner. We didn't see nothing.
Yeah.
You're going to
pay
listen.
For a ticket tomorrow. I'll pay it. Get him on that fucking plane. Hopefully he's dead by Thursday.
For my birthday, I was going to use the Facebook fundraiser, Hug a Terrorist, but maybe I won't.
No, I support it. You should. You should. That'll go well over well. His return remains a huge headache for the UK. A headache for the UK Home Secretary, equivalent to the U.S. Secretary of State. She is intent on ridding the country of threats, but here's a notorious terrorist dumped right on her doorstep. Well, you asked for it, stupid. Barry's immigration lawyer told the New York Times last month, after all this time, all Mr. Barry wants is to enjoy a quiet life with his family. That's all he wants. That's all he wants. Why can't an Al-Qaeda henchman just retire in peace with a white picket fence, no Jews, and a nice neighborhood? Why can't that happen?
Yeah, because a henchman's life is very stressful with all the killing and explosives and shit like that. I mean, the guy needs a break.
Sure, you're absolutely right. It's a good point. Edith Bartley, whose younger brother was among the victims, ripped the release. That sounds like something you would do, how you would describe a fart. I ripped a release. Anyway. Just, I'm classing it up.
What? Are we talking about Giuliani again?
Yes, you beat me to it. Did he fart? No, he ripped a release. Just serving a sentence doesn't mean that a person has been rehabilitated. It doesn't mean that their core thinking has changed, she told the Times. This is a person who can still do harm in the world. Not if you move quickly. All right, so... So I put the poll on out there, and this was a close one. 55% said he should be released. 44% he should not be released. I am in the minority. I do not think Fatty Barry Abdel Boumbaladi should have fucking been released early.
He shouldn't have been released at all. It's absolutely stupid.
Well, the sentence is the sentence. I don't know his role in it. He was released 3 weeks early, so it's not that early. But I say, listen, I think if you're a nonviolent criminal, and with the COVID-19 and we can't keep you safe, yeah, fucking release him early. If they've done a lot of time, I don't got a problem with it. When you're a fucking convicted terrorist, you're gonna be here till every last waking day. You don't get to go home early. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Like I said before, how could you be in jail all those years and be obese? What the hell have they been feeding you in there? I thought jail food was awful and you only get a small tray of this stuff.
Well, here's the thing, and it's a valid question. It is not quality food from what I understand, so it's very carb heavy, so you could put on the weight. All right, let's say it got out of hand. Let's say his weight got out of hand. When he was sitting around the cell, Joe, he was sitting around the cell. Let's say that happened.
Oh, no, you
did. I most certainly did. I'm not above it. Anyway,
But the other thing that I have learned from Orange is the New Black is that in jail, you get commissary. And you can buy all kinds of bullshit junk food in the commissary.
Well, I don't know what jail he was in. But let's say he let himself go. Let's say he was no longer in peak physical condition. All right. We got an issue with this COVID-19. We can't space out people further enough away. This guy is fat as fuck. He's got the asthma. You know what you do? You put him on a program. You cut down his food or you make him fucking exercise. You make him do a couple of burpees. I do fucking burpees. I don't want to do burpees. I don't have a BMI of 36 and I didn't kill anybody. But not that I know of.
What the hell's a burpee?
Squat thrust.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. They call them burpees now. Or ripping a release, as it were. But, I mean, seriously.
That's the other end.
This guy's been a fat ass for a long time, and we knew about this pandemic at least in February. If you're that concerned about his health, make him fucking work out. Do a jumping jack,
yeah.
Fat fuck.
Find one of the gang leaders. The gang leaders, those guys are always out in the yard. And speak to one of the gang leaders and go, all right, look, we're going to put him on a program. Do the routine you gang guys do. You know?
Just chase him around the yard.
Well, it wouldn't be much of a chase. I mean, if they were playing tag, he would be base.
You're it. Okay, this is too easy.
I think we all agree that this is, even though it's only 3 weeks, it was the wrong decision.
Yeah, that's some horseshit right there.
But again, I don't have a problem with them dealing with nonviolent criminals. You're in a drug offense, or you stole not a huge amount of money, but some fucking money. You've served a good amount of time. We'll let you out of jail. It's not a big fucking deal. It's fine. It's extenuating circumstances. When you're a convicted terrorist with two fucking bombings, you've killed over two. You were involved with something where 234 people died, 12 Americans died. You're going to be here a while.
Yeah.
Terrible
Sorry,
decision.
There's no sympathy, you know.
Well, apparently there is, and I don't know. It's just a terrible decision. So we all agree on that. That's good. All right. The 12 Crooks of Christmas. This was Pip's blog, so I will tell you guys what the story's about, and then we will let Pip take the lead for a short while. These cops are on Santa's naughty list. Oh, New York Post with your pithy writing. An Alabama sheriff's department drew online fury for sharing a photo of a Christmas tree decorated with images of, quote, thugs. The Mobile County Sheriff's Office's Thursday Facebook post, which has since been deleted, showed a tree adorned with photos of people arrested or wanted for crimes. We've decorated our tree with thug shots to show how many thugs we have taken off the streets of Mobile this year. We could not have done it without our faithful followers, read the post. They shared and liked everything, read the post, which was part of a series of Thug Thursday messages that highlights local... It's Thug Thursday, not Thirsty...
God love Thug Thursday. God love it.
I love Thug Thursday. Everybody gets to wear their pants low. I love Thug Thursday. You know.
I actually wear one pant leg high and one pant leg low.
You know, the great thing about Thug Thursday, teardrop tattoos are half price. So make sure you get yours today.
The one day of the week I look good in orange.
There you go.
Where I wear my pants down to my ankles, you know.
More than 7,900 people commented on the post, many of them critical of what they saw as demeaning and cruel treatment by the department. Jatoon Bosby of the American Civil Liberties Union of Alabama said, "Most people arrested for crime struggle with mental illness and substance abuse. They need the community's assistance and care, not open scorn from leaders," she said in a tweet. Bernard Simulton, president of the Alabama NAACP, criticized the, quote, despicable behavior by the Mobile County Sheriff's Department. A sheriff spokeswoman says the suspects on the tree were repeat offenders, and the post was intended to show how cooperation between police and the community on social media can solve crimes. When a meme won't say it all, sometimes you need a picture. All right, Pip, this was your topic. You had strong opinions. Take it away.
Well, you know, I do understand why some, you know, social leaders were saying, you know, and the general public, that because, you know, a greater percentage of the population there with these people that are, you know, they're calling them thugs, they're kind of the more petty crimes. But and they're saying that, you know, the homeless population is overwhelmingly mentally ill, and, you know, people from, you know, who are drug addicted, that society needs to provide them with more help and more treatment than with scorn. However, I mean, I do get that, and I do think that our society falls really short in the care of mentally ill people. And we are apparently in the business of having jails that make profits, so we're sending in a lot of people who should be getting mental health treatment and rehab for their drug addiction, and some of them are dual diagnosis people. They're both mentally ill and they are self-medicating with street drugs. There needs to be a lot more treatment available for these kind of problems that don't involve jail time. However, that doesn't absolve people who are mentally ill or who are, you know, drug addicted doing crimes against people who are minding their own business. I mean, if you are walking down the street and somebody mugs you, and, you know, then the person says, oh, my bad, I'm mentally ill. Oh, it's okay then. Thanks for the cudgeling with the brick and taking my money. It's all right because I understand you're schizophrenic. No.
Yeah, but wait a minute. Nobody's arguing that in this article. Nobody's arguing that they shouldn't pay for their crimes. That's not why people are upset.
No, but they're saying that they're being scorned and they're being publicly admonished for their crimes by putting pictures of them on the tree. Tough crap.
Well, but you have to understand, if you commit a crime, you get a sentence. And if scorn is not part of the sentence, then this goes above and beyond.
Well, you know what? If they put the pictures up on the tree and they say, these are the criminals, I see that the post office has had people hanging up in as the America's 10 most wanted on the FBI list.
Correct.
For years and years and years. Those are the
10 most wanted, and they're actively being pursued. Here you have people.
Right.
You have people that I'm guessing the vast majority do not fall on that list, and they're no longer actively being pursued.
Well, you're saying you're guessing that.
Some of them have already been taken off the streets. Some of them are still right, but those people are on mugshots too. So there's no
they're repeat offenders.
But what I'm saying, but if they're behind jail, they're paying their debt to society.
Right, I understand that if they are already in jail, perhaps those people don't need to be on the tree.
Well, they were on people the tree though. They were on the tree, Pip.
They were the people that here's
the deal. Here's the deal about not being on the tree. Don't commit a crime. You're a thug. I love that tree. Okay, good for that tree.
Yeah, but wait a minute. But if you're
by when the hell are we got to stop coddling fucking criminals?
Well, but again,
there's nothing wrong there.
Again, unless public scorn is part of the crime, is part of the penalty that the court has held down, we can't do extra things to them. That's not how our law and order justice system works. It doesn't go like that.
Stop ass-powdering the fucking criminals. Cut it out.
Well?
Nothing wrong with that tree.
Well, you know, I always think about what Dave Daugherty, Detective Dave, always said. Above reproach. And this was not a battle that this sheriff's department wanted to fucking fight. They did not feel so strongly about it to take on the stance that you guys are taking. They kind of looked like, you know what, this is not worth it. Maybe we shouldn't have done this. Here, listen, they probably didn't. Cops have a dark sense of humor. I get that.
Yeah, they do.
But most people don't have a dark sense of humor. And you're not really... I understand, I think, what they were trying to go for, but you're not really winning over hearts and minds of a lot of society with it. And you want to be on the side...
Yeah, the criminal element. They don't like...
No, but it wasn't just the criminal element.
You're president today for them.
It wasn't just it wasn't just the criminal element. You heard the community didn't like it. Listen, we get it. They did something. Pursue them. Put them in jail. Fine them. Whatever the fuck it is. That's fine. That's the way the justice system works. What these people are saying is we don't need you to make light of it. It's making light of it. I understand that the sheriff's department wanted to say, well, you know, we work together with the community, and this is how. That's fine, and that's certainly worthwhile. Oh, hey, we couldn't have done this without you. That is certainly a worthwhile message and a great way to reach out to the community and say we're all in this together. But when you take something that means so much, like Christmas and holiday cheer and family and good tidings, and you kind of like mock these people and put them out there for public ridicule, it takes away from Christmas. It really does.
You're mocking people that committed a crime, repeat offenders, in a police department setting. You know,
but it's not just a police department. It would be a different conversation if somebody walked in to the police department and the tree was up there. That's a different conversation. Or it was in the captain's fucking office, in the back office, and somebody just happened to walk in there. It wasn't on public display. But they didn't do that. They put this on social media. So
I don't have a problem with that. That's like the perp walk that is on television, and it's in the newspaper. It's, you know what? We were just talking about how you don't wear a mask where you're going to be publicly humiliated by you have to dig graves.
But wait,
to put them in the stocks.
Wait, wait. Those people have not paid a debt to society. Those people have not paid their debt to society, and they are given the choice where you can pay the fine. You could pay the, I think, like I said, it was the equivalent of $10, which might be a lot of money in Indonesia. I don't know. Where you could pay the fine, or you could face embarrassment. Chances are these people already did their perp walk. They're in jail. And if you notice, when people do their perp walk, they could still hide their face. If you ever see people if you see people get hauled out of jail or hustled into a squad car, they can hide their face. So our justice system is not based on embarrassment and demeaning. I get why people would want to embarrass criminals. I understand it, but it's not how our justice system works. And I think what happened, the police lowered themselves. Again, if you go back to what Detective Dave says, you know, and I was thinking about this when I'm looking at police activities or I'm looking at a politician. He goes, "You need to be above reproach." And I think what happened was the sheriff's department, they thought it'd be fun, they thought it'd be cool, they didn't think it out. And then when they got the blowback, it wasn't that they were a bunch of pussies. They just thought about, you know what, this isn't really the best use of our social media. I think that's what happens.
I'm sorry, Pip.
No, it's okay. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, don't be a repeat offender and you won't be a fucking ornament on a tree. That's all I got to say. I think we lost our feed on Facebook.
No, we're still there. We're still there. We're still live on Facebook. I'm seeing the screen. I don't know why not. I'm watching. Yeah, we're still there. Maybe just got to do another watch party, Joe. But anyway. Listen, I mean, vengeance is not the way the Justice Department works. I know a lot of us want vengeance. I know a lot of us are motivated by vengeance. I think they lowered themselves here. And remember, they're serving their community, and the community said, "We don't want this. We don't like this." That's all right.
Yeah, I suppose, you know, if their community is saying, but as I remember reading the article, some of what they were saying is that they had a problem with the fact that they felt that this population was being harshly dealt with when a lot of them are drug addicts and mentally ill. And that's what I'm saying, is that because they are one or the other of these things does not mean that they get special treatment from anybody else that's breaking the law.
Right, but again, and, again, they're going to jail, so they're not getting special treatment. But I mean, do you really need to make fun of the mentally ill person that's a repeat offender? They got enough bad shit going on. Do you really need to?
Well, they're saying they're making fun of them.
It's making fun of. It's taking. You're taking Christmas, which is very dear to a lot of people, and you're taking something which is very serious, crime, mental illness, victims of crimes, drug abuse. These are all very serious things. You know, unless this is an NBC after-school special or something, a god-awful Lifetime channel, I don't see why you would want to marry these things. It just doesn't serve anybody. It doesn't serve the spirit of Christmas. It doesn't serve the community. It didn't serve the police department.
I mean, it's not in the best of taste, but it really doesn't trouble me as much as you know.
It doesn't trouble me at all.
Yeah,
but it troubled enough members of the community. So that's, you know, again, why, you know, if you're the police and you understand what's going on with the country right now and how people on edge, and unfortunately some people, it's very real, don't like the police for, you know, even if they've never had a bad encounter, they just don't like the police. But the police department needs people to like them and respect them. This is not getting you there. It's just not.
I don't know. I mean, I think for a lot of people, it might be like, oh, look at the job they're doing. Look at all these scumbags that they put away.
You could make a nice post without putting people's faces. Go, listen, thanks to our work with the community, we put away, you know, X amount of violent offenders, X amount of repeat offenders. We really appreciate you, the community, working with us. Together, we're all in this together. You could have done that without the Christmas tree thing, and it would have been a really nice post and a great fucking outreach, and would have built the community around you and show what a great job everybody's doing.
Yeah, I suppose they could have done that. I mean, and the community speaks. They, you know, if that's what they feel, that, you know, this is not something that they're enjoying seeing, then, you know, I mean, it's up to them. I'm just saying, me, doesn't bother me.
Would I make a call about it if I saw it in my town? I don't know. I hardly make a call about anything. It has to really get me going. But it would make me go, really? Is that what we're... You know what I also think? I go, really? Does somebody have that much fucking free time on my tax dollars to decorate a thug shot tree and to post this shit on Facebook? What the fuck are you guys doing? Is there no crime going on? Have we solved all the crime? Because if so, if we solved all the crime, okay.
It gets slow at the precinct. Sometimes you pick up a nice mugshot tree.
Yeah.
Gather around, kids. It's just,
and it is sometimes really slow.
I understand that, and like I said, police.
You got to see the manger scene with the wise men having his knee on Joseph's neck. You know?
Oh my God! Oh my God! Wow! Okay.
Oh God! Oh God!
No, baby, no, no.
I don't think that's the spirit of Christmas at all. But
no. No.
So what's next? Are we going to get the Hanukkah menorah with like 8 pyromaniacs we caught? I mean, at some point you got to stop. I don't know. I think the Alabama Sheriff's Department fucked up, and the community let them know they thought they fucked up, and they took it down. At the end of the day, no harm, no foul, lesson learned. I wouldn't really want my local police department doing that for a wide variety of reasons, which I said. And you know, listen. I think it's good that they work with the community, and I think that should be celebrated. I don't think this was the way to do it. But anyway.
I think that next year they're going to have the menorah with the 8 arsonists, and each night you get to light one up to see how they like it.
There you go. There you go. Yes. Thank you, Pip. I don't know what to say. Okay.
Didn't Davin say that about 5 minutes ago?
I did. Although Pip took it to the next level by actually.
This 5 minutes later with same joke woman.
Well.
Oh, I didn't hear you. I'm so sorry.
Well,
I really didn't.
In Pip's defense, she made it more abhorrent by adding on that we should set the people on fire. I had not added that little tasty treat. But everybody knows Pip's the most horrible person on the show, and she once again proves it.
That's noted. Yes.
Yes.
That's noted. Yes.
Yes. Yes. So. She
I didn't hear you. I'm so sorry.
So, yeah, she took my joke and made it more awful, as only Pip can do.
That's what I do.
Don't worry, Pip. Right, Pip. See, that's called teamwork.
Sure.
Sure.
There you go.
We say something awful, and Pip goes, here, hold my computer, which doesn't work. I got something to add.
Here, hold my coffee. Yeah.
And nobody complain because they can't see me, so fuck everyone.
All right, let's do some drunks in the news and hope the tech works for it.
Welcome to Drunks in the News.
All right. And, hey, the tech's working. So the Benjamin Franklin drinking term is very appropriate, as luck would have it. The Benjamin Franklin drinking term, which is, of course, one of our founding fathers, had a whole bunch of synonyms for getting fucked up. This week's is frozen. So if you get drunk, you're frozen.
I like
that's
that.
A good one.
It is a good one. Although I don't think Disney.
Let it go. Let it go.
There you go. Okay.
Oh, not that frozen.
Yes. Thank you.
Funny.
Yes. All right. It used to be that advent calendars were mainly filled with family-friendly holiday goodies. The seasonal items were normally stocked with everything from chocolate to toys. But in the year of the pandemic, a new category is growing in popularity that may provide some holiday cheer for adults. Booze-filled calendars with a different little bottle open for every night during Advent, the period beginning 4 Sundays before Christmas when the Jets are out of it. This year, Walmart is selling...
Did he say anything about September?
Very funny, very true. But, Joe, I do want you to know...
You have your Advent calendar, I'll have mine.
Joe, I do want you to know there is still a very narrow path for the Jets to beat the Seahawks from this past Sunday's loss.
You know what? I heard that. Let's take a break. Why is that?
No, there isn't. I was making fun of Lindsey Graham and the other people who think no, there's still a narrow path of victory for Donald Trump.
Oh.
So I was making, there's no narrow path. It's over.
He actually brought it up. I forget where that there was. I forgot who brought it up, maybe the next day, where there was a narrow chance for the Jets to beat the Seahawks. I'm like, no fucking way.
No, I fucking said that. I put on Facebook. I was goofing on it. No.
Oh, really? Maybe.
Yeah. All right. Well, now that we had to go through my social media history to explain that joke, we've really ground the show to a halt. Anyway. Wow.
Carol, get out of my lane.
Yeah, seriously. That barrel's getting tight in there. This year, Walmart is selling a wine advent calendar for the first time, priced at $69.98, to offer our customers a way to wind down during the holidays or share it as a gifting option in lieu of gatherings. The company said in an email to CNN Business, another first-time offering from the retailer is Crown Royal Whiskey Tasting Calendar for $39.98. Aldi,
yeah!
Okay. Aldi's, which has sold wine calendars since 2018, is selling both beer and hard seltzer calendars this year for $49.99 and $34.99, respectively. It also plans to launch a sparkling wine calendar next month. For February, they'll have a Zima calendar. Kroger has launched a new wine advent filled with 24 mini bottles of wines exclusively available for Kroger for $79.99. Advent calendars can often be an impulse purchase for customers who come in to shop for essential items, said Phil Lempert, a consumer and retail trends expert and found... All right. So anyway, this is the latest wave of alcoholic ones. It isn't just about sales. With wine advent calendars, their marketing value is significantly higher than their sales value, so it drives traffic. Grocery stores are doing them. They run out of them quickly. So there's a rush. There's a rush for these. I have not seen any of these. Have you seen any of these?
No.
No.
Would you want one?
I don't know. It depends on what they're offering on it, you know?
What would you want in yours?
If I had a choice, Bailey's makes different flavored liqueurs that I've been seeing at the liquor store, little bottles. If they offered something in an advent pack, I'd probably get that.
That's very, very spiritual of you, Joe.
Yeah, that's cool. I like that. I would like that sounds really good. I'd also like little bottles of flavored vodkas.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's very bougie of you.
No, that would be great. And also all different kinds of indie beers. That would be great.
Yeah.
I want full sizes, though.
I don't even know what an advent calendar is, to be honest with you.
Well, of course you don't, because you're Jewish. Why would you have this?
No, but I mean, I know what other Christian traditions are, like, you know, the thug shot tree. I know about that. Yeah, man.
I want to say something here.
No, Joe. Joe. No, this is not the forum for that.
please don't offer your thoughts.
You got to hear me out on this. They explained what Advent was at the beginning of the story, but not for nothing. Going into the story, I'm like, what the hell is Advent?
Really?
This is the first, believe, I've heard it, and I heard it for the story. So when I did show prep, I'm like, Advent. I go, okay, so that's, I thought it was the 12 days of Christmas, and it's like, no. So it's the four Sundays before Christmas, but it's like, okay.
like, is that when Jesus was really kicking in Mary's tum-tum? I mean, I don't understand.
No, it's kind of like, maybe it's a Protestant thing, and that's why Joe doesn't know either, but it's kind of like, and trust me, I'm saying this as somebody who has never had nor purchased an Advent calendar. I just know about them. I don't even know why I know about them, just because I've heard about them talked about.
I know of them. I don't know about them.
Right. And it just seems like it's a thing that to get kids excited about Christmas.
Because, yes, Pip, because if there's one thing it's a hard time getting kids excited for, it's Christmas.
I know. But I guess it's just like something to, like, you know, I guess I don't know what the purpose of it is, but it's like they look forward to Christmas because they have this little calendar with boxes, and you open the door for each day, and there's a little treat inside it.
Jews really need to take this over for Yom Kippur, because nobody gets excited about Yom Kippur. Nobody wants to spend a whole fucking day in temple atoning for sins and not eating or drinking anything. But if you have tasty treats leading up to it, it's not so bad. You know, one day a latke, another day some Hanukkah gelt. Never the gefilte fish. Yeah. Yom Kippur's punishment enough. But like little tasty treats and little toys leading up to Yom Kippur. It's not so bad. But Christmas is the one thing, it doesn't need any more good press. Everybody likes Christmas. They like it so much, they start playing the music in goddamn October.
Well, let me tell you something. When I was a kid, Christmas would start in September. Because basically in September, this year's catalog would come. And you would go to that mailbox and just wait, like I'm waiting for my star check as an adult. But I would go to that mailbox and wait day after day after day, and finally it would come. It was a major day in the year. That, like, as an adult, you have like major points in your year. Well, not in COVID, everything shot to shit. But in a normal year, you have special events. When I was a kid, it was September when that Sears catalog came in, and then I would find out what I wanted. And starting right then and there, I start working on Netty, putting the plan together, what I wanted, you know. So it was a whole to do, you know.
Yep. I remember the catalog coming, and it was big excitement in my house too.
Yep.
Well, you know, and then your family's bought you a television, and there was other shit to stand in front of and watch. But okay, I understand. I was spoiled. My mom, Toys R Us was my place to be. We would just go shopping in Toys R Us. I was an only child. My mom spoiled me, but I shared with the neighborhood. But yeah, so I didn't like.
I gotta tell you, my mom used to bring me to FAO Schwartz as a kid, and that was like a big Christmas tradition. And I remember the years as an adult, I went there with my girlfriend in the 89, 90, I think. And it was just like going back in time again to when I was a kid.
Oh, it's great.
And then I went there a couple of times with Joe's girl the past couple of years. And it was, unfortunately, they moved down to where the tree is now. But just going in that, it just takes you back to all those years when you were a kid, when it was a magical day, you know. So, and as an adult, like I won't, you know, my house, I didn't decorate my house. You know, Joe's girls usually would come over and help me with the house she couldn't get over. But I might decorate the house on my own, just because I don't want the COVID to dictate what's going on.
Well, I'll tell you, Joe.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, Joe. I know where you can get a tree decorated with just what you like. it's gonna take a drive, but I think there's a tree waiting for you.
Just a road trip down to Mobile.
Oh,
it's very weird. When I was married to Joanne, I didn't decorate. I really, you know, she didn't really lift a finger. And the past 5 years, you know, it's like Christmas has meant a little bit more to me, you know.
Yeah.
So it's weird. So I really, I got to take stuff out of the box and stuff like that. And I'm like, I'm not even going to deal with it. But I don't want COVID to dictate what it's doing.
You know what, Joe? You got some vacation days coming off. Why don't you do it like on the 27th? That'd be a good time to get around to it. Don't rush.
Some people, like my neighbor around the corner, start decorating. I think it was the last day of September he put all the crap on his lawn this year. But and he'll take it down in April. But then there's other people who, I've heard of people who decorate their Christmas tree on Christmas Eve, and I was always like, what the hell is the point to go into all that work for one friggin' week? Why did you wait so long?
I'm guessing the thinking is that you have people over, and it's a tradition to do with your loved ones. You haven't talked, you haven't cocktails. You know, I'm guessing that's what it's, the experience of decorating the tree as opposed to just like one person doing it. I don't know. Listen, you're all a bunch of pagans in my mind with your white supremacy and your trees. I don't need any of that shit.
The funny thing about it is, like I said, I'll decorate. I don't go nuts. I mean, I'm only going to put a couple of things. I never really put up a tree in decades. So it's funny. I'll be doing Santa Claus. It's Christmas Eve. I've got a family of 20 people around me, and I'm reading the night before Christmas, and they're all there holding each other, and it's a big family moment. And I'm sitting there reading the story, and I'm saying to myself, people realize I don't even put up a fucking tree.
Well, they don't know. They don't know what a creep you are. They don't know what a creep. They don't know what a creep you are. They wouldn't let you in their house if they did. This year,
their Santa doesn't even have a tree.
You got a beard. You're fine. This year, for the first year of my life ever, we have a Hanukkah bush. Ugh.
Nice.
No, not nice. It looks like a Christmas tree, but it's blue and it's short. It's not nice. Talk about tacky as motherfucker. And they hung gilt on it and a candy cane. Why are we doing this? Well, my daughter wanted it. That's what my wife tells me. So I asked my daughter, do you want this tree? Eh. So I this is some bullshit here. My wife's like, oh, well, she said she wanted it. Yeah, but now she don't give a shit. Now you want it. So now we got a blue Christmas tree.
Let me ask you a question. In years to come, when you go over to your daughter's house for the holidays, are you going to be the grumpy old dad?
No, I'll probably...
Yes.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
No, I'm not grumpy.
I don't know why we're doing this. Dad, just enjoy it for the night. You're great.
Listen, it's not like we're all gathering around the Hanukkah bush. Nobody gives a shit about it. My daughter doesn't get off the fucking couch. Nobody...
Pip, I can hear it.
I can hear it too.
Because
wait a minute, are you telling me you fought me to go to you wanted to go and learn how to be a Jew, and now you got this fucking bush in the middle of your living room?
I could see your daughter talking to her boyfriend or husband before you come over. I hope he doesn't say anything about the bush. He complains about it.
Listen. No. If this was a tradition of something we did when she was a little girl, okay. It's what we do. She's a little girl. It's part of her Hanukkah memories. It's not. She's a teenager. You know what part of her Hanukkah memories are? And we couldn't do it this year. We didn't do it last year because we were in the Bahamas. But her Hanukkah memories are going to my sister-in-law, her aunt's house. And we go down there for Hanukkah. And all the gifts are underneath the glass coffee table. Because that's what we used to do at my mother-in-law's. But now it's migrated to my sister-in-law's house. And I'm not a grouch about that. That's the tradition. That's fine. It's something she...
And you know what? It was very tragic that you couldn't do it last year because you were in the Bahamas.
Yes.
How could that happen?
Yes. I agree.
I don't understand.
But what I'm saying is those are her Hanukkah memories. So if I go to her house years from now and there's a bunch of presents underneath a coffee table, all right. I get it. Those are her memories. She's a goddamn teenager at this point. This ain't part of her memories. This was just more an excuse to fucking give Amazon some business. Because I hear they're struggling.
Yeah,
Pip,
really.
Pip, I guarantee in about 15 years, under the table. You were a kid, mommy.
As long as I don't have to bend down and get it, I don't give a shit. That's fine.
Would you stop?
I am picturing this too. What's with the fagata blue and white candy canes? What do the candy canes have to do with this?
It's a valid question.
You're in the Bahamas, was gonna kill you.
Listen. In the Bahamas, we went to a holiday party that they had there. But even that, my daughter wasn't impressed with, as it turns out. They had performers, they had singers, they had people doing contortions and all sorts of fun fucking shit. That doesn't impress her. But now we got
to
get a blue tree.
What's going to be the story you're going to tell to her boyfriend, husband, fiance when she's like, you had to go to the Bahamas?
I was happy to go. They're the ones who complain. They're the ones while we're on the beach. This doesn't feel like Hanukkah, so go home and freeze your ass off. What do you want me to tell you?
We're on sand, okay? They were on sand, too.
Yes.
Actually, the contortions are...
You know what the real Hanukkah miracle is? And I put this on Facebook. You know, people say the Hanukkah miracle, well, we had enough light, enough oil for one day, but it lasted 8 days. On the grand scale of miracles... No big fucking whoop. You know what the real... I mean, if we're talking miracles. But you know what the real miracle is? Here's the real miracle. That during Hanukkah, you can convince a mother that a fried potato and a jelly donut constitutes fucking dinner. Are you kidding me? That's the miracle.
That is a miracle.
Yeah.
Not a vegetable to be found.
No, no, no mother worth her salt is gonna say that's okay for dinner. But on Hanukkah, it's fucking din din.
that's why Italians aren't Jews, because they would be. We're gonna start rewriting the Torah.
You know what Hanukkah means to me? Jam hands.
Jam hands?
Little kids eating jelly donuts and getting jam hands all over the place where I used to be the janitor. Jam hands.
See? Now look who the Scrooge who stole the menorah is now, Joe. You thought it was me. little kids are enjoying jelly donuts and running around and people like, "Ah, I got to clean that, you fuckers. Get them, come on. Come on, Moish, knock it off. That wall isn't going to clean itself. I'm an angry guy."
That's right. That's right. That's where my Scrooge comes in. Friggin' jam hands.
Yeah, because you know when it comes down to it, you're an anti-Semite, which isn't surprising.
I'm the biggest one, absolutely.
We know. That's why you're probably going to join that fucking group in Minnesota.
No, wait a minute. They're talking about letting Jews in that group. That's it.
Well, if they are, you'll straighten them out with their fucking jam hands. Those Jews with their jam hands. You know, Joe, I'll tell you this about the Jews, Joe. They control the donut industry. You don't hear it a lot, but they control the donut industry.
If I thought that was true, I'd weigh 50 less pounds. Jam hands.
See, look at that, Joe. She's blaming the Jews for her weight, too. It's always the Jews' fault.
Yeah, always the Jews.
Well,
always the Jews.
Yeah, always the Jews.
Always the Jews. Always the Jews. Pip would have a size 20. If it wasn't for the Jews, Pip would have a size 24 waist right now. But the Jews, they just shove the donuts and then into Pip's face, and she's kicking and screaming the whole way. But they take their little Jewy jam hands and they're shoving pastries into Pip's mouth. It's a shonda, I say, Joe, a shonda.
I've had that nightmare.
Poor Pip, how the Jews have wronged her.
Stop shoving the jelly donuts in there. You know I like the crawlers better? Stop it.
What, no Bavarian cream? You fucking Jew.
You and your jam hands. Don't you have any vanilla frosting? God damn it.
Just like the Jews. You know I don't like raspberry. Yeah. You shove it in my mouth.
Don't you know how to pick a dozen?
Well, they're Jews. They only gave me 11, like the Jews are wont to do.
That's the funny thing when you go to the donut plate, you gotta pick a dozen and stuff like that. It's like the fucking stress is on.
Oh, you're absolutely right. If there's people behind you, you look like a goddamn moron. Because they got donuts you've never seen before. And you don't know what everybody wants because you're not a Gavone. You're not going to eat a dozen yourself. So now you got to get a couple of the ones that you like because other people are going to like them. And then you got to try to think of what other people are going to enjoy. And then you look like an asshole if you just get a bunch of the ones with no frosting or cream or jelly inside.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're trying to figure it out, and then the people behind you want to turn around and go, "You know the motherfuckers I got to bring these back to? We're all waiting till we get this figured out."
you got to call back to home base. All right, what does everybody want? This is what they have.
Right. I go, I'm gonna hear your shit because I don't have to hear their shit, okay? So we're all taking our fucking time with this.
Yeah. Here's the difference.
There's definitely a science to curating the goddamn donuts for the office meeting.
Well, let me tell you something. I've actually got to do research. I'm going up to my family farm on the 26th and the 27th. Today, my nephew's girlfriend said, "Joe, next time you come up, could you please bring bagels?" And I'm like, "Absolutely." And I'm trying to find a good bagel place because basically the one in my old neighborhood isn't really that good anymore. And I'm trying to find a really good
bagel. On Yelp. Go on Yelp in the town where you want to go.
That's true. Is it called
Goldberg's? Then get it.
Yeah. Joe, unless you're Pip, the internet is at your disposal. Use it, my friend.
Yeah, and if I said the Goldbergs, if our friend and old sponsor Goldbergs was still open, It literally is on the way up there. I would have. That would have been a good.
But remember, Joe, Goldberg's. He's got a food truck now. But that was like that turned into the Bagel Girls or Bagel Gals or something. And you and I actually went there once on one of our road trips on our way. But
yes.
That was the only time I've been. I haven't been there since because a Price Chopper has a decent bagel, believe it or not. But
really,
yeah. But
and here's the tip: get the ones with the onion. Everything or an onion bagel, put them in a separate bag for the love of all the toli. Quarantine them in their own bag. You can't have onion bagels sitting there with the ones with raisins.
They infect everything.
Oh, yeah. They're like the Jews. They try to convert you to their way of bageling. It's terrible. That's why you have to separate them.
I want to bring up some good schmears, you know?
You want to get some chop liver? You want maybe? Well, I don't know if you're what?
Block cream cheese, you know, maybe whitefish salad, stuff like that.
Really? I didn't know. I was going to say whitefish salad, but then I didn't think your peeps would be into that. Very interesting.
Oh God, no! Well, you know, you want to make it interesting. You don't want to just bring stuff. You got whitefish salad. I'm down from the island. I'm coming up here. Yeah, whitefish salad. Do it right.
Yeah, there's pressure, but I think you'll deliver. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
I have faith in your ability to pick a fine schmear.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Absolutely. If you live in this area and you're going to visit expats, you definitely have to come bearing bagels, or your name is grass. Your ass is grass.
Unless you're Pip, where you hate the Jews, and then you just bring English muffins.
You know what's also very very tricky too, You guys aren't Italian. You guys aren't Italian. You may not get this, but if you're going into an Italian house and you're bringing Italian pastry, you've got to be very selective. If you're going into Brooklyn and you're bringing pastries from the island, it better be the best Italian bakery on Long Island, or you will get scorned. You know?
Oh yeah.
Italian bakeries, you have to find a very, very good one.
Here's what you do, Joe. Here's what you do. See, you're making a mistake. You're giving the people what they are an expert in. It's a bad mistake. Because whatever you did, at best, it's going to be okay. Even if it's the fucking best in the neighborhood, because they got Nona from back home who knows how to make it better. So what you need to do, you need to get something that's delicious that they don't know. So like in Hackensack, where I lived for a while, I think it's B&W. There's like a crumb cake. There's like a crumb cake place. You bring something like that from your region that they're not experts in, and now they will look forward to you coming because they can't get that on their own. That's what you do. And then you don't have to be, then you don't have the pressure of, I hope my Italian pastries from my neighborhood are up to snuff. You alleviate yourself.
It depends what your job is usually to be to bring on the holiday. If you usually bring the pastries, it's got to be Italian pastries. When I used to go to my in-laws, God rest their souls, Joanne would go out to this place called Passy's and wait hours online, because that was the best Italian pastry that you could get. And if you're having an Italian holiday dinner, it damn well better be the best you can get.
I know that
you're going to hear shit through the whole fucking thing.
I know this Jewish guy who went with his ex-girlfriend, and it was very important that they get a chocolate babka, and it turned into a whole fucking thing. There was an old woman who screamed at them. It was a whole thing. I think it made news. You might have heard about some Seinfeld guy.
I heard about it.
All right.
He turned up later as a witness.
Yes. Yes. See? This goes to show you. Just goes to show you. All right, we're going to take our first break. Our last break, I should say. We'll come back with Scamming Scammer, see what Fake Davin's up to. On the break, we got new music from Emma Lentino with Some Other Girl and Harriet Comfort with The Other Side. So we will see you in a few minutes on The Other Side.